And that's not all, there's more beside. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins I washed away. I've been redeemed. If you want to see,
if you want to see
that devil run,
that devil run.
If you want to see,
if you want to see
that devil run, if you want to see that devil run, shoot him with a gospel gun. All my sins have washed away. I've been redeemed. And that's not all.
And that's not all.
There's more beside.
There's more beside.
And that's not all. There's more beside. And that's not all. There's more beside. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. If you want to see, if you want to see,
if you want to see
that devil run,
that devil run.
If you want to see,
if you want to see
that devil run, if you want to see that devil run, you gotta shoot him with a gospel gun. All my sins have washed away. I've been redeemed. Amen. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins I've washed away. I've been redeemed. One last time, hallelujah. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed. All my sins. All my sins are washed. All my sins. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. Amen.
Brother Jack.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm glad I'm here.
Amen.
I'm excited. I don't care about anybody else ain't here on Sunday night.
No.
But it's important to me.
Amen.
Every one of these brothers is God. And I learn from every one of them.
Amen.
They help me.
Right.
They don't even know how much.
Amen.
You know, there's... I've heard some of these brothers big talking in here, and they backed up every word of it.
Amen.
And I've seen some big talkers out of here. They're no longer here.
Right.
You know, when you talk big, you better make sure who you are.
Amen.
Because Satan will test you.
Amen.
He will hurt, put the hurt on you.
Sure.
You better believe you're the elect. Amen. You better know where you stand with
Amen.
God. But you know what? Predestination is just another form of love that God shows.
Right.
You know, for Him to have me in His mind and think about me before the foundation of the world, you know what work it took from His mind till now?
Amen.
All the people He had to put together and move out of the way to get me here, to be born exactly in 1955, and every walk that I took from the time I could start walking till now was all ordered by Him.
Right.
Good or bad, it don't matter.
Right.
You know, my 23 years of being a drunk was ordered by Him.
Yeah.
You know, it got me here somehow, some way.
Right.
But I just want to praise Him. I'm excited. You know, I love the doctrines.
Right.
And we need the doctrines, and
Amen.
I stand on them.
Amen.
And I just want to praise Him.
Amen. God bless you.
I just wanted to thank God. You know, I was sitting there thinking I wanted to testify, but, you know, my habit is to go grab that red mic because I don't have to look out in the crowd, you know, and it's easier. But I was like, you know, that's a rut, too. So I need to get up here and not be in a rut. And you know, I'm still, you know, get more nervous because I know you're all looking at me in my face. But, you know, but I just thank God because I don't want to be in a rut. I want to be obedient. And I was sitting there thinking even about I was looking at the tape of James proposing to me. Everyone was sitting. We were sitting in the same spot then as we said usually sat in on every Sunday. And I was like, oh wow, and that was what 14 years ago. You know, we were still. I think the only place I moved is I moved from one end of the pew and I scooted over a little bit. But I was still on that second pew. You know, over here on the right side, and everybody was still in their same spots. And I was even thinking about, you know, how many times has he told us to move around, and we all slowly migrate back to our same little spots. even in our mind, like, we make excuses of why we get into a rut. I was like, well, I like this side, you know. I don't like sitting on that side because I don't like being in the camera when Brother Childers picks up the mic. So I'm like, I stay on this side, you know. And I think about all my reasons, you know, because I can see better. I'm closer to the front, you know. You just, cause we making excuses. It's just excuses of why we're in our ruts. And I was, you know, I don't want to be guilty. You know, I, and I'm not saying that I won't fall back in my spot because I do like my spot. but my desire is, I want my desire to be right.
Amen. 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 Yes.
Get the mic. I was just thinking about this morning. Lord, I just want to say how thankful I am that you came for me.
Amen.
You know, I never went looking for God. I didn't even give my heart to Christ. He came and He saw me when I was blind, wretched, miserable, and too lost. I didn't even know to cry for help. And He came and He got me. It's so wonderful how I think about Brother Jim. I was sitting down at a denominational church. I was worked out, churched out, and I was done. I was done. And I thought it was over, but God said, no, it's time to just get started. You know, what I was trying to do was not, I was trying to live that Holy Ghost life, climb the ladder. You know what I found out, Brother Jeremiah? What I was trying to do, it wasn't just really, really hard. It was impossible.
Right.
Once I found out it was possible, I was like, oh, I'm out. And that's when God came and found me. I want to give Him a little bit of praise. You know, this is the greatest thing that could happen to a human being.
Amen.
Pastor Moore, that man sitting on the front seat, that gray shirt there, he's the greatest thing that could ever happen to
Amen.
Me. Oh, he said how after 32 years that I put up with him. No, he was being nice. He put up with me. Lord, have mercy. I've done everything under the sun that's wrong. But James, he said, I was ordained. I'm still going.
Amen.
And what I love about it, Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake
right?
you.
Amen.
He said, lo. Let me say something quick.
He'll get the mic. He'll get the mic.
Amen. I feel the praise coming on.
I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
Same page, 143. Oh, magnify the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be here this evening. Brother Mike, you said it right. I'm not worried about people that don't make it.
No.
I'm only worried about those that can. That's it. I can't eat for other people, but I can just eat for me and take care of me and mine. Amen. It's a certain bit of selfishness to it, and one side of it, because it's like that. Like Pastor Moore always said, he used that example of putting the mask on first for yourself. This world's too crazy for me to be worried if you got it on right. Let me make sure I can breathe. Let me make sure I can eat. And then then I'll look around and see if who can help you. Yeah. I got to eat first. Oh, magnify the Lord. Page 143.
Amen.
Oh, let's magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Yes, I will magnify my Lord. My God is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock, hallelujah, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. I will magnify the Lord. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. I will magnify my Lord. My God is worthy to the Lord. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I know the Lord liveth. Oh, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted.
Yes, I will magnify.
Yes, I will magnify my Lord. I will magnify my Lord. My God is worthy to be.
Hosanna,
oh, blessed be the rock. Hallelujah. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock. And may the God of my salvation be exalted. Yes, who will magnify my Lord? My God is worthy to be praised. Yes, I will magnify my Lord. My God is worthy to be praised. The Lord liveth. I know the Lord liveth. So blessed be the rock. Hallelujah. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I know the Lord liveth. Oh, blessed be the rock. And may the God of my salvation be exalted. I know the Lord. I know the Lord liveth. Blessed be the rock. Hallelujah. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. I know the Lord liveth. Oh, blessed be the rock. And may the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Sister Renee?
Amen.
was just thinking about that song, you know, and how alive God is to me.
Amen. Yes.
What he does for me.
Amen.
Every day when I don't even know what I want, or even when I do know what I want, he always listens to me.
Amen.
And, you know, I was thinking about the person that taught me that song and just what an influence she was in my life. Doug actually got to meet her. She was an old teacher friend of mine. And just how God has kept me along
right.
the way, you know, and I'm just so thankful for him. And I just can't hardly keep it in. But, you know, when I was thinking about how God is alive, and I know I've testified about this before, but my brother had a kidney stone a couple weeks ago. And, I mean, he just keeps having kidney stones and kidney stones. And I found out, you know, and I just sent him a little message. I said, just praying that the Lord will touch you. And he said, I already feel better. And so I didn't really get a chance to talk to him until last weekend. You know, I said, so you haven't felt the kidney stone anymore? He said, no, Renee, I'm telling you, I immediately felt better. And he said, and then the next day he passed it. You know, and I thought, I've seen him for months go through pain with these kidney stones. But since that time, he's had like several, and they just go like that for him now. And I wish he would stop drinking pop, but I thought, I've got enough prayer, and God's got enough health and healing that he can just do that for him. But that's the way God is revealing himself to him for some reason. But, you know, and he said, I appreciate it. I appreciate the prayers. It just, that's how alive God is for me. You know, and I've been dreading things all summer long. I just worry and put this stuff on myself. And I'm actually excited to go back to work tomorrow.
Amen.
You know, me and Doug were talking about it. And I said, I'm about as excited as my flesh can be. You know, if I've got to be here, I want to go. I want to go, and I want to help somebody and change their life. You know, God's going to come across some people that he needed to see. It's just amazing. But if I can get through it, I wanted to sing that song. Thanks.
Amen. Thanks. I give you thanks.
Amen. I think I'm in key A. We have issues with this all the time. Let me start it off, if you don't mind. Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so
Yes.
Yeah.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
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 I just that's song just moved me so much because I was thinking of all God really has done for me. Yeah. And it, we talk about all the time, I say every time, but I'm just so thankful for that rest that my soul has.
Right.
And I was listening to one of the songs today, and it was talking about how your soul is almost dead. And I was like, no, my soul's never dead. Like,
amen.
My flesh might be down, even maybe in my spirit, but that soul is so strong.
Amen.
And I've been so thankful for this doctrine because I'm not very old, so I've not always heard some of it. And it's just been such a blessing to me because it makes it even that much stronger, because I know what I believe, but sometimes I can't always tie it back to why I believe that. And it's just been such a blessing, and I'm so thankful for this place. It makes me rock solid. Me and Dwayne talk about all the time how we see these people just tossing to and fro, and just this place has blessed us so much. And I'm so thankful for Dwayne, and thankful for my parents who raised me here. I'm thankful every single one of my family and support systems in this church, and it's just a blessing, and I'm just thankful.
I want to say something to you. I wanted to say something earlier, but, you know, I was kind of in the right, like, oh, I testified earlier, but then the mic came to me, and I was like, well. But I just wanted to say that I'm thankful for this rest that my soul has, and the rest that I have in knowing who God is and what he is capable of.
Amen.
Because, you know, I was with my friends, and we got into sort of like a discussion about it because they're religious too. And, you know, they put a limit on God.
Right.
They, you know, said like, oh, you know, God only does the good things. He doesn't make bad people be bad. And, you know, and I am so thankful that I have that understanding and that rest that God has me and he knows what I'm going to go through. He knows what he wants me to do.
Amen.
And I don't have to worry about if the devil's going to make someone be bad and kill me. Like, I know that if that's what's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I have a rest about it. And
amen.
I'm just so thankful for that.
Amen. God bless you.
Why should I feel it's great?
Since we got the mics out.
Yeah. And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for my heavenly home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know watches me. Why should I feel and why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? I know he watches me. His eye is always on.
And I know He watches me. I don't sing because I'm sad. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know
I sing
because I'm happy. Oh yes, I sing because I'm the free. Oh, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
I sing
because I'm happy. God knows I sing
all
because I'm born
free.
Oh, His eye
is on
the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Oh yes, I sing because I am happy. God knows I sing all because I'm born free. Oh,
His eye
is on
the sparrow,
and I know
He watches me.
Oh, I sing
because
I'm happy.
I sing
all because
I'm free. I'm free.
Yes,
I'm free. I know
his eye is on
the sparrow,
and I know
he watches.
Yes, I know
He watches.
That's nothing but the truth. I'm not sad here tonight. I'm happy tonight. God's been too good to me. He's been too good to us. And I appreciate everything He's done for us. You know, the word that we get, not everybody gets. You know, on one side of the coin, it's not because I'm so smart or I know it all or that I'm better than anybody. But on the other side of the coin, I can say this too. I don't think there's too many people I run across that knows as much as I know. And I can say that not arrogantly, but just thankful for a revelation. Thankful for the doctrine that I have. You know, the Bible says that when Jesus, I think he was just 12 years old maybe, I don't know, but they were astonished at his doctrine. Because he spake as one having authority. You know, if you really get strong in your doctrine, brother children, you know what you'll do? You'll talk with authority. You'll look at somebody and say, get your filthy hands off of me. What enables you to even say that with as much authority as you can say it? Because you know for sure that you've been born again, that your slate is clean, that it's in the sea of God's forgetfulness,
that you've been born again, that you've been predestinated, that you come from God, and you go back to God, and it don't matter what you think, it don't matter what you see, it all that matters is how God sees me. That's strong doctrine, and I can speak with authority because I have a clear understanding of that. Now, when you get your doctrine right, you learn how to deal with every man. You respect people. You don't go and beat up on them. You deal with them with your understanding. Somebody a little older than you maybe doesn't know as much as you. You respect them. All that. But when you know what you know, I don't care how old you are, how many years you preach, how many years you've been going to church, you can't take this away from me. I might be nice to you, I might be gentle with you, but you will not change my revelation. Amen. I've been going to this church for a long time, and I ain't heard nothing but sound doctrine. Amen. I really haven't. It's been clear to me for a while, Brother Jim, who I am, where I come from, why I am the way that I am. I have three rims, one coming of the Spirit, changing of the soul, on and on and on. I've known this stuff for a while. And it's helped me overcome the devil and everywhere I go. Why do I have a bad thought sometimes? I understand the three rims, Brother Moore. It don't condemn me anymore. The devil has access to that spirit rim. He can fly over anytime he wants to. But I can use my revelation and send him on his way. Oh, my.
Amen.
See, I was nice to James on Wednesday. I let him preach. He can preach. It's not that I have to let him. But you don't know, I've been ready to go. Woo. I'm excited about this doctrine. Because it's been getting inside of me. I've been eating on this for a long time. I've been paying attention to this doctrine since I've been 14 years old and going to this church. I've known about changing of the soul. I know about the two books. I know about the theophany. I know about the glorified body. I know there has to be three bodies. I know what order I'm going to get them. I know when I'm going to get them. I know I'm not glorified right now. I know I got an old nature in this flesh that'll be sticking until I get out of here. I've known this and been hearing about this since I've been 14 years old. And I'm glad I got it. That is what helps me, Brother Deskins.
Right.
It's what enthuses me.
Right.
It really is what helps me start slicing and cutting at that devil. Right. When he comes and talks to me, he brings back to my remembrance. Right. When I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, man, I'm no good. If you only saw what I've done, I'm sure you've never been there. If you just knew my problems, Lord, take this cup from me. Find somebody else, because I ain't good enough. Something on the inside starts talking to me, saying, wait a minute, Jeremiah. You know better than talking like that. You're letting the devil talk to you. That's not even the real you talking right now. Stand up on your feet and realize you've been born again, that you're a child of God, that you come from God, that you're spotless, sinless, called of God, and nobody else can do the job but you. Oh, my. That's how I feel about this thing, Brother Childers. I know who I am. It's been taught me a long time. And I'm not ashamed of it. If you ask me, I'm not ashamed to give you the answer. If you want to know the truth, I'll give it to you. If you don't want to know it, I'll let you go about your way. But if you want to know, ask and I shouldn't give it the answer to you. Because I've been taught real well. Now I want to start something. And I'm not even going to say I won't even finish. Maybe I'll finish it tonight, but we'll let God have his way. But I want to just give you a funny story real quick. Because I'll show you how I can get rebuked just like anybody else. God, and maybe not this morning, but last Sunday. God made a comment. He said, sometimes we get spiritually lazy. We act like we don't have to read, study, prepare. Now, God knows I prepare messages, and I do pretty much my due diligence. But God also knows I need to hear that and get with it. and do my job because I'm called for a job. Right. You may not have to know everything I need to know, but I got to know some things. Right. And I'm not saying I get it because I read, but reading is going to help tie everything together that I hear preached. I know how this thing works. So I'm sincere in my heart. I have the right desire just like you. I've already started working on that. And here's another thing. It's funny, Brother James, I've been thinking about what I was going to preach on, doctrine, and listen to what Brother Moore said, and I studied, I didn't bring it tonight. Here's, that's what's funny. Because I do all this work, and God's not even going to let me use it. Because I got about 4 pages. Not that I would ever have to read them all anyhow, but you know what's so great about it? Is I'm just going to paraphrase you tonight.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite witnesses that'll back up what I'm about to preach. And God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
God knows my desire is right. Amen. So now he's just going to preach about it.
Amen.
But if I'm going to go to Psalms, the book of Psalms is where I'm going to start. And it's in one verse I want to read. Psalms 51, verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You know what that means, Brother Childers? I was born the wrong way. I come the wrong way. I came to tie in with serpent seed. My message ain't serpent seed. I'm gonna talk about a very popular one, changing of the soul tonight. I came the wrong way.
Amen.
I was born by sex, and that's not the way I was supposed to come.
Amen.
I was born in sin, shaping iniquity, come to the world speaking lies.
Right.
And God knows I've learned that and seen it with my own eyes and my own kids. I never had to teach them to lie to try to get away with something.
Right.
It's just naturally in them to see that they might get in trouble to try to figure out a way to get out of it. I didn't have to teach it to them. It just naturally occurred, Brother James. They came the wrong way. They came with the wrong nature. They were born by sex. That's why Jesus said, ye must be born again. You know, I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago, it came clear to me, why would you have to be born again if your first birth was right? It makes sense to me that my first birth was wrong. Or I wouldn't have needed to happen a second time. And it ain't a second natural birth. This that he's talking of is a spiritual birth.
Amen.
But because I was born the wrong way, Brother Childers, I came with 3 rims that were not eternal. I came the wrong way. Yet I was predestinated by God.
Amen.
To tie in with Brother Moore, I was still a child of God somehow, some way, yet I came a different way than he had planned. Because I was supposed to come by spoken word birth, Brother John. But because in sexual affair did my parents conceive me, I came with the wrong nature. Now, I'm going to only talk about one rim, but when you're born, you have 3 rims as a human being. And that can be maybe another day, but you got a flesh rim, a spirit rim, and a soul rim. Flesh has 5 inlets, see, taste, smell, hear. Spirit rim has 5 inlets, conscious, memory, reasoning, affections, on and on and on. But that soul can do 1 or 2 things when it's born here the first time. It can either accept or reject. That's the only thing it can do. And that soul is the control tower of all control towers.
Amen.
It's the real life that's inside of there. It's the real you. And if you came the wrong way, you know, Brother Bram said, and this is one quote I had, that it's either God or Satan. Now, if God's pure, spotless, and holy. God don't come by sex. That's why his son didn't come by sex. No sexual, anything sexual brought Jesus here the first time. It was by the spoken word of God, created by God. So God does not come by sex. So when you are born here the wrong way, it ain't God's life in there. It's Satan's life in there. You know, really, when you talk about serpent seed in this hour, because natural serpent seed is wiped off the earth.
Right.
You talk about serpent seed in this hour, that's really what you're talking about.
Right.
Born by sex.
Right.
Satan's people that aren't quickened, the old soul,
right,
that have no seed to be quickened,
right,
that is serpent seed today.
Right.
But anyways, I'm predestinated.
Right.
I didn't stop there.
No.
Let me read another thing to you real quick. You know, I forgot where this verse was even at. That's how long we haven't preached on changing the soul. This is a popular verse we used to use all the time. Exodus, the 18th chapter. Had to kind of get reminded where it was even at. Verse 20. I hope I got it right. It's not looking right. If I'm in the right chapter. 18 and 20. Well, I'm going to have to paraphrase this to you because I've lost it. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. That's what the Bible says. You come the wrong way. There's only one answer for that soul. It has to die. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. It has to die. Satan is not eternal. It has a curse on it, brother Shores. It came the wrong way. It's temporal. It can live for a while, but it has to die. 18 and 4. Thank you, Brother Moore. I knew it was 18 something. I'll turn back over there and read the right thing. Appreciate the help. See, I told you I had this typed up. I wouldn't have done so bad. You said Exodus 18 and 4. My Bible's reading wrong tonight. In the name of the Eliezer, the God of my father, said, mine help. I'm not finding it, but I'm gonna put it down, and we're going to keep going. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. It has to die. It didn't come from God. You know what sin is? It's Ezekiel 18 and 4. That's it. I'm going to just let it be. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. You guys believe. You're believers. But you know what sin is? We've said it before. It's disbelief. And I don't care. Satan can go a long way with God, but he is a disbeliever. That old soul is a disbeliever, brother Church. It does not go all the way with God. It doesn't like God. Because Satan and God have no fellowship together. So it has to die. But here's the great thing. When you're predestinated, even when you came the wrong way, God put a little seed of life down inside of you. A little representation of Him. Because God was going to have you. Even though the sex program got introduced, God said, I'm not going to lose mine. I'm not going to lose one of mine. He even knew what age you were going to come in. Talking about predestinated, He even predestinated your seed for the very hour that you would show up and what type of water it would need. But you've had a little, even though you came the wrong way, you had a little speck of life in you the whole time. And God even knew the hour that seed would be quickened. And we'll talk about that. But you know what? God wasn't going to lose one of His. If it had to change it after death, He can do that. But if God, you were going to be born again on this side, God had a hand on your life your entire life. He knew exactly where you needed to be and where you would cross that word to where He could get you to hold still just one time, Brother Bram said, and said that if He can just get that old nature to agree with Him one time, He'll wipe that thing out and give you the new birth. So the soul that sinneth shall surely die. Here's what's so great about it. One of my favorite quotes. Because you know people teach one soul. And they teach cleaning it up. And restoring it. And making it holy. But one of my favorite quotes of Brother Brandon's in the token says, you can't clean it. You can't patch it. You can't make it better. The only requirement there is it's got to die.
Amen.
You know, I don't care how much you try, Sister Moore's testimony, you can never make yourself good enough for God. You will never be perfect enough. You will never be holy enough. There's only one thing holy, and that's God.
Amen.
So if you don't got God's life on the inside of you, you'll never be holy.
Amen.
I don't care how good you live and how much you clean up your life, it's just filthy rags in the eyes of God.
Right.
You have to be born again.
Amen.
Because you came the wrong way.
Right.
And when you are born again, God kills out that old soul.
Amen.
He don't clean it.
No.
It's the old husband. He completely annihilates that thing.
Amen.
He gets rid of it. And what happens and burns it with fire. God is that holy fire. And that little seed in the inside of you was quickened by God, quickened by the Holy Ghost, and inside of you is born God's own life. That's the new birth. That's the changing of the soul. First soul died, and the new soul was born inside of you.
Amen.
There's a quote and question and answer. Brother Branham says, the new birth, the nature of the spirit, which is the soul. That soul has to die. And the new soul will be born inside of you.
Amen.
Now here's what's so great about this. That new soul is God's own life. That new soul is the real you. That new soul is God's own life.
Amen.
Never really had a beginning and never had an ending. And this walk, it had a beginning and manifestation, but it was always a part of God. It will never die. It can't disbelieve the Word of God. The only thing it can do is amen the Word of God. See, that's why the evidence of the Holy Ghost is very clear. You got to be able to either amen the Word of God,
right,
or I will probably doubt your revelation. Because that soul, when it's been born again and you got a new soul in you, it's only got one inlet, Brother Childers. And that is to either, it is to believe the Word of God. You know, when you get God's own life in you, you're spotless.
Amen.
You're sinless. You're perfect. You're blameless. You are justified. When God gets rid of that old soul, He gets rid of all the sin and puts it in a sea of forgetfulness and will never remember it anymore. This is one of my favorite doctrines right here, because it really lets you know who you are. And people got it mixed up. There ain't hardly anybody that's got it right. They'll talk about one soul and two natures on it, talking about clean it up or call it two souls and try to put an evil connotation on it. But it's very simple. You came from God. You got born again. He wiped out that sex life and put His own life inside of you. And this, thus, when you see me, you see God. You see perfection. You see somebody that is justified, that is God's own life. And thus, I can't help but go back to God.
Amen.
I don't care how hard you make it. That soul on the inside of there will amen the Word of God. It's like you said this morning. I don't care how hard Brother Childers preach. I don't care how hard Brother Morris preach. I got a rim inside of me, the inside of the inside that has been changed. It's God's own life, and God will not deny God. I might reason with it. I might have imaginations about it. I might talk with the devil and talk about why I should leave and all kinds of things. But that's the second rim. But on the inside of the inside, a soul that's been changed cannot help but amen the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what the change of the soul is all about.
Amen. That's right.
Let's go over and read another scripture. Romans, the 7th chapter. You know what's great about this anyhow? Let's think about this too. You take us back 15 or 20 years ago, we'd preach these doctrines for us, but also to debate and be ready to debate with people. What's great about this is I'm kind of feel like I'm preaching these doctrines this time just to help. Just to make you feel free.
Amen.
Make you stronger. I ain't worried about the critic out there. If you get something by the critic, send them in here to Pastor Moore or me or Brother Childers or James or something, we'll answer them. But I'm not worried about debating with anybody. Because they've had too many years to see it. And they really still don't see it. And it's why God told you to not even deal with the message people. Because they've had their creeds and their dogmas, put their own ideals on things. Still want to work their way to heaven when it's plainly in there that you have to be born again or you're not going to heaven.
Right.
Brother Branham said in the token, the message where he talked about good living hard. He said, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how much you don't steal. I don't care how honest you are. It's the token or perish.
Amen.
I can say the same thing tonight. I don't care how good you are, how many rules you've kept, how many altars you've went to, how many times you prayed, and those all might be good things. But unless you've been born again and had a changing of the soul, you're not going. The Pope is not going to heaven. And I doubt he lives as good as they try to make him anyhow. But let's just act like he does. If he lives as good as they make him live, He has to still be born again, or he's not going.
Amen.
There's a requirement for that old soul. It has to die. You know, there's a lot of names we use for it too. Brother Branham called it a nature. Because it's who you are. It's the real you. It's what you love or don't love. That's what that soul is. It will believe the Word of God. There's one inlet to it if it's a new soul. It will reject the Word of God if it's an old soul. But it's the real you. It's the life. It's Satan or it's God. It's the control tower. You know, we've made statements in here, never trust an old soul. You know why? Because at the end of the day, when it comes right down to it, Satan's a liar, a deceiver, a trickster. He's the father of lies. That's what he is. And so when you're dealing with somebody with an old soul, I don't care how nice they are, how good they are, and it don't mean you can't have acquaintances and be friends and treat people nice and on and on and on. Just know one thing, if somebody's got an old soul, there's always a chance that it will turn on you and betray you. Because at the end of the day, Satan ain't looking out for God. He's looking out for himself. Romans, the 7th chapter. Verse 1, we'll start. Pretty sure I found the right scripture here. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Now that, Brother Branham said, and Visible Union of the Bride, he said many people think this scripture is pertaining to natural marriage and divorce, and you can use it to talk about that. He said, but to me it's a prophecy toward the end time. You know, he used that to talk about the new birth. Because when you're born here by sex, you get that first soul in there. You know what it's like? It's like your husband. It's the control tower. It has dominion over you. And you know what? As long as you got that inside of you, you're bound to that husband. I don't care. You know, we can go about it. I'll go about it from this angle. You might even be trying to act like a Christian. Going to church like a Christian. Living like a Christian. Been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Been justified and even sanctified, Brother Childers. But still have that old soul in you. I don't care how good you look. You're still bound to that old soul. You're still married to it. It's still who you are at that moment as long as it's still alive inside of you. You might have done so many things right, and you'll show up to him at the judgment and say, Lord, did I not cast out devils in your name? Did I not heal the sick in your name? Did I not do this in your name? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Why? Because they're bound to that old soul. Bound to that old husband as long as he is living. It has to die. It's a sinner. It's a disbeliever. And if that's the only soul you have, you are bound to it and you cannot be free from it. Talk about predestination. Brother Branham said, in unbelievers, there is no seed to quicken. They didn't come from God. They're just Satan's children. Wish it wasn't so, but that's how it works. They're bound to that husband as long as he lives. But here's what's great about it. If you've been born again, well, if that husband dies, in other words, you get born again. God annihilates him. You know what? You're free to marry a different husband. You're free to get the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside of you. Where it was Satan, now it's God's own life inside of you. You now have a new husband. Now we can go the other way. I don't care how bad you might be. I don't care how bad you might look. If you've been born again and you got that new husband to you, he's your husband regardless of what the outside is doing. But that's what this new birth is. It's a change of the soul. It's a change of the husband. It's a change of the life on the inside of you. It's a change from an unbelieving soul to a believing soul. It's a change from Satan's life to God's life. The real you starts showing up. There's no more condemnation now. The law of Jesus Christ. I have a law, but it's the new husband's law. Law of freedom. I love him, so I do things for him, but that's the law I'm at now, Brother Children. I'm no longer bound by the law of living good or bad. That husband's been killed, and I'm free by the law of Jesus Christ. You know, if you think about it in the natural, a wife is really only required to worry about what her husband wants. That's what we're taught. It don't matter what James wants for my wife. It doesn't matter what I would want for his wife. I don't even think about that, but if I was thinking about it, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't amount to a hill of beans. Amen. All my wife needs to worry about is me. All his wife needs to worry about is him. Amen. And you know, that's how the new birth works. All I got to worry about is Jesus Christ and how he sees me and how I'm perfect and spotless in his eyes and how I've been married to him. Amen. That's what the change of soul is all about, Brother Shoulders. You know, people have debated this. Brother Children was in a debate in the Philippines a long time ago over just doctrine right here. But it's real simple. The Bible says the soul that sinneth shall surely die. I don't know about you, but the Bible also says I was born in sin. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. Thus that old soul has to die. And a new soul has to be born inside of you. And this ain't just words, this is a revelation. Because when you realize who you are and who your new husband is, Amen. You realize you are eternal and can't be lost.
Right. Amen.
You know, when you showed up and you had that old soul, and I'm not going to preach this ain't my message, but that is the book of life. God's got that life recorded in a book somewhere. You start off that old soul, that's the book of life. But when you get born again, he blots that name out of the book of life. I shouldn't really say blots, but he transfers your name to the Lamb's book of life, which is God's own life, which means you've been born again and you are eternal and you come from God and go back to God. That you got a new name now. You're no longer, in that sense, Jeremiah Allen or James Pixon, born by sex, son of Michelle. No, you're the son and daughter of Jesus, son and daughter of God, I should say. That's who we are when we're born again. We're children of God. And in one sense, it's not eternal sonship, but I'm just using that as a type. We're eternal beings. And that eternal life starts taking hold in your life. And that's how this thing works, brothers and sisters. That's the changing of the soul. It's very simple. People made it hard. People made it, you have to work it. See, that's what cleaning it up does for you. People try to make you clean that thing. And they think you got to live a certain way. And if you do this, you must not have it. Work, work, work. But you know what? I've come to find out God did the work. He's the one that came in here and preached Amen. To me. He's the one that came right in his word. He's the one that burned out the old nature and quickened that word to me and born into me his own life. And now I'm free, free as I can be, free from sin. I've been born again, spotless. That's what I like it. Free to marry a new husband because my old husband died. My old soul died, and now I've got a new soul that's been born into me. Amen. That's how the new birth works. There's a lot that goes with it. You can talk about the other two rims and how that's still with you, but when it comes to the new birth and talks about your soul rim, that first soul that came by sex has to die.
Amen.
And a new soul, a new nature, new life, you can call it a lot of different things, has to be born inside of you, which is God's own life. And Brother Bram said, that is the real you. Your flesh might still lust after things. You might reason with things. But the real you is nothing but a believer. The real you is sinless. And I'm getting ready to close. The real you is spotless. The real you came from God and will go back to God. The real you has a new husband. The real you is, there's nothing wrong with it. Everything else is put in God's seal of forgetfulness. The real you is what God's coming back for. And taken with him. Because it's part of him. And he will not lose any of his. So when you're born again, old soul dies. New soul is born inside of you. God bless you.
Truth. Said a lot. And you know what I think about is, you know, I'm excited about what he said, but you know, for me, I'm gonna tell you guys what happened to me with this service is after Sunday morning service, I was thinking I got a message for Wednesday. And I was like, but you know, maybe I'll preach, maybe I won't, but just in my mind I was thinking I had a message. And I was like, but I don't know how to take it from where it is this morning to where I'm thinking about going. And Brother Jeremiah got up and preached about changing those souls that ties perfectly with eternal security. And that's my message that I want to preach on Wednesday. And I was thinking, God, you do these things so perfectly. You know, and then when you think about even how he even was closing, he's talking about that book of life. When you really have an understanding of the book of life, you even understand, you have a rest even when somebody has a miscarriage. Or you have... You know, what I was getting at is that you, even or if they saying scientifically they want a born baby some other way, you have a rest on that. I was just thinking that everything we get allows us to know every man we meet and not be nervous about any situation we're going through. And so I was looking at all these things that God has just been revealing to us, and I said, thank God that he's taken it all out of our hands and just been revealing it. You know, another thing is, you know, come on up, musicians, but the other thing is, you know, Pastor Moore said this morning, he said, you know, don't wait on me to start talking about things. And, you know, I had made a mention, I said, I'm not going to speak on anything. But you know what? He even gave a balance on that. He said, nobody brought any new doctrine to this church.
Right.
And I had to look at that and said, yeah, I'm not going to bring out a new doctrine. I'm going to share with you my knowledge of the mystery of the doctrine that I have. Amen. So I can go anywhere I want in this thing. If I want to talk about eternal security, I can talk about eternal security. If I want to talk about predestination, I can talk about predestination. If I want to talk about changing the souls, I can talk about changing the souls because I'm talking about from where I'm at. This thing is run so perfect here that God even gives you a rest in that thing. I look forward to everything that we got to do. I got a slide here. They can put it up there for me. I got a slide I'm going to share with you guys, and I'll sing a song. You got that up there for me, Brother Joe? Let's see here if it's up there. Turn this off. Used it. Not yet. Not up there. I'll keep talking. I'll turn over to my... Here we go. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father. So also the soul of the Son is mine, that the soul that sinneth shall surely die. I wanted to make sure we tied that in there because Brother Jeremiah mentioned a couple times that he wanted to read it. I want to make sure you see it. Because, you know, what we get here runs regardless. You know, what we get here is amazing. And then, you know, Brother Jeremiah, you're right. You know, Pastor was telling us to read and show ourselves approved and these kind of things. We get so much good word here that we get spoiled and don't even apply it. You know the benefit for these Sunday nights? This thing helps us to just keep pushing, keep driving forward, and not get complacent. So I thank God for it. Amen. I'm going to turn over to one last song, and we're singing and get out of here. Uh-oh, help him out, Brother Steve. Yeah, help him out, Brother Steve. He's trying to turn it off, but he's got it. It's the only man exempt. Would have been tackled by the deacons by now. Amen. Hallelujah, I'm free. He mentioned that. I'm going to sing that song. I think it's page 123. Come back Wednesday expecting. And if I get a chance, I'll do it. If not, God knows what he's doing. I'm free. It don't matter. I enjoy what I got here. Amen. Hallelujah, I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Hallelujah, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free from this world of sin.
washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Amen. You're dismissed.